Welcome back. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and what's a better way to say I love you than with a classic bouquet of flowers? We're welcoming in Christina Stemble, CEO and co-founder of the e-commerce flower company Farm Girl Flowers, for more on the lead up to the holiday. Christina, it's great to have you back on, and you pointed out something interesting in your notes to us, which is that Valentine's Day actually falls on a Monday this year, which has added additional challenges in terms of logistics and delivery times over that weekend ahead of time. How has this impacted your business and how you've planned for this year's Valentine's Day?
Thanks for having me back, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here. Monday is, like you said, it's just the worst day possible for a Valentine's Day to fall. It's definitely impacted our business in, you know, trying to figure out how much risk we want to take. Monday, for a small business, you know, we're not large enough to get a Sunday pickup for a Monday delivery. And that's when everybody wants their flowers. So we only have very few locations where we can ship flowers from to get them there on a Monday. And then those few locations have to carry all of the risk if there's any delivery issues with weather issues, things like that, which really adds a lot of complexity to the holiday for us.
The National Retail Federation expecting $23.9 billion to be spent by U.S. consumers for Valentine's Day, $2.3 billion of that on flowers and arrangements. So what type of order flow are you already seeing come through?
Yeah, unfortunately, you guys don't order with a lot of notice, Brad. Research has shown that men order flowers, 50% of them almost order the flowers on the 13th or 14th, which is too late for us to get you the flowers. So then you're left with the grocery store bouquets and things like that. So we really need people to get their orders in early, especially right now, as we know, the storms have already started on the East Coast. And so weather plays into this holiday as well. So the more notice you can give your flower delivery service, the better, because it gives them more of a chance to make it right. If they get stuck at a, you know, sorting facility because of weather, planning ahead is definitely the advice that I want to give everybody this holiday, is to plan ahead. Order a little bit early. You never get in trouble for delivering early to your loved one. And then if there's any issues, there's time for that company to make it right.
What has your supply chain looked like leading up to this holiday and in recent weeks and months? Have you been able to get enough of the quantity of the flowers that you've been looking for, or have you had to make adjustments because of some changes on that front?
Thankfully, we're large enough. We're still a small business, but we're large enough to get the flowers we need, but we're paying a lot more for them. Most of them are 100% or more for this holiday. You know, roses have more than doubled in price, where usually that's not the case. It's the supply chain is hitting everyone really, really hard. There's a ripple effect that people don't think about. I wouldn't have thought about had I not known flowers. I mean, even container prices and things like that, that's how they get the bulbs and tubers to grow the flowers. And so there's a shortage worldwide in flowers. And so you have to pay a premium to get anything right now. And so, you know, it's been challenging. We're trying to think outside of the box of ways that we cannot pass on 100% of that to our consumers, because we don't want to price ourselves out of the markets. We're also, you know, the only unfunded large e-commerce flower company, also the only female owned, which I think is a big benefit for us with our product lineup. But not having funding, you know, we have to be profitable, right? We have to run at a profit. So we have to pass those, you know, costs on to our consumers, but we're trying to do it in ways that doesn't just gouge them in 1 week. We're trying to blend it over several weeks and things like that. But supply chain has definitely impacted us, just like it's impacted every other industry out there.
You know, I think you raise an extremely good point in the fact that you've got some other large players out there, hard not to recognize the presence of a 1-800-Flowers who's been in the flower arrangements industry for years and has that type of operating margin that can allow them to kind of navigate some of what the smaller players might be going through. And so how has Farm Girl Flowers been able to differentiate itself and see growth in the floral arrangements industry?
Yeah, so I'm really proud of our team. We've done a great job being unfunded. We are the only large-scale e-commerce flower company in the United States that's owned and mostly operated by women. And I think that gives us an advantage that that really helps us a lot, because the average consumer is a woman buying for a woman. 81% of the time, it's women buying for women. And so we know what women want. You know, we're not going to give you stale, you know, red roses and baby's breath ever. That's never going to be on our menu. We're going to give you things that we'd want to receive ourselves. And so we've been, you know, really fortunate that our our supporters and our customers and our fans and social have, you know, really rallied around us and allowed us to compete with those players that you mentioned that are much larger than us, and also have that advantage of being able to get Sunday pickups for Monday deliveries because they're operating at a different scale than we are still. So, you know, we really think that's something that differentiates us. We've launched the Lux line this year. We really have focused on, looking at the runways for inspiration. We have other inspiration points, and we believe the product matters. We don't think it's just marketing and technology. We believe the product is what counts. And so we put everything into the flowers at Farm Girl.
You mentioned your new Lux line, but what would you say is the next growth opportunity for Farm Girl Flowers, whether it's in a geographic expansion, product innovation, or something else?
All of the above, I would say. We're working on all of those things. We're looking at international expansion. We're looking at additional product lines. We're really fortunate. We did a survey recently, and for the first time ever, our customers told us that the reason that they buy from us, the number one reason they buy from us, is no longer the aesthetic of our product, which it always has been. It's because they like our company. And that was the best news I've ever gotten, personally or professionally, because that means that we can come up with additional product lines that I think will be welcomed by our customers. So we're working on a lot of things that I'm excited to share with you, hopefully this year as well.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Christina Stemble, Farm Girl Flowers founder and CEO, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm sure you're very busy in this week leading up to Valentine's Day.